2 Timothy chapter number 3 tonight, and we will be looking at verse number 14 tonight as we get into the text. We've been talking about faithfulness tonight, people who's been faithful in the Word of God on Wednesday nights, and what we've been going through until the first of the year, people who's been faithful. You know people who's been faithful even in your life that you've seen, that's been faithful, that stood the test of time, that's still there, still. I look back there, I see Brother Johnny, been faithful to the church, been faithful to Christ, been faithful to what God's put on his life, still sitting there, seeing what God will do. So tonight, I'm going to look at the root of faithfulness. Tonight, if you want to know how to be faithful, I'm going to show you tonight. Faithfulness will not come out of your own ambition. Faithfulness will not come out of your own wanting to do it. It has to come from the Scripture tonight. You know, you've made promises to God, and I have too. Lord, if you'll just do this, I promise you I'll do that. He holds his end of the deal up, and then before long, you done dropped your end of the deal. Hey, can I get amen? Hey, y'all know what I'm talking about. You've made him a promise. You said, Lord, I promise you, if you'll do this, I will do that. Ain't you glad he don't hold you up on your end of the deal all the time? He just fulfills his end of the deal, and then you get burdened because you didn't hold up your end of the deal. But let me tell you this tonight. The root of faithfulness tonight will come out of what you do with the Word of God tonight. The more faithful you get to reading that Word, the more faithful you get to studying that Word, the more faithful you'll be to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Everybody likes to be faithful until they're not faithful. 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 14 tonight, I'd ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. And I want to talk for a few moments tonight on the root of faithfulness tonight. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 14, but continue, there it is, faithfulness, but continue. To continue, you're going to have to be faithful. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished with unto all good works. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. Lord, I thank you for the unspoken prayer request that's all around the room tonight. Lord, we lift up the ones that's been called out tonight. I can't keep up with all the names tonight. It would be impossible to be able to mention every name right now, Father, but you know them. Lord, that's already out in the throne room of heaven. Father, your people has called out to you tonight, and you can answer them prayers. Lord, I thank you tonight for Brother Lee. I thank you that he's in the house tonight. Lord, I thank you that you've moved on his life in a mighty way. Lord, I pray you bless everyone in this service tonight. We lift up no other name but the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the ones that's been faithful to this local body here. Lord, years in and years out, Lord God, they've stood the test of time. Lord God, no matter what comes their way, they stand faithful in what you've called them to do. Lord, I thank you for that tonight. Lord, a church cannot be built on unfaithfulness. It must be built on faithfulness tonight. And Jesus Christ is our example. He was faithful to go to the cross. Lord God, I thank you for that tonight. Lord, I pray tonight that everything that is said from this sacred desk be all about you. You be lifted up. You be glorified tonight. Lord, I ask you to guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Let everything I say tonight be all about you. Father, we love you. Father, we thank you. Lord, I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. The root of faithfulness tonight, as we come tonight in the Word of God, I see for an individual to be faithful to God, they must be rooted in the Holy Scriptures tonight. They have to be rooted in the Holy Scriptures tonight. And to know that tonight, that means you must study, you must meditate and apply the Holy Scriptures, and it will produce a faithful Christians. And tonight you said, why does the Holy Scriptures produce a faithful Christians, or why must I be rooted in the Word of God tonight? How does it produce a faithful Christians tonight? I want you to look with me in three areas tonight that we find that the Holy Scriptures will do in your life. If you look with me in verse number 15, I see tonight that the Holy Scriptures tonight are indestructible tonight. They can't be tore up. They can't be thrown away. You can burn it, but it won't go away. You can destroy it, but it'll still be there tonight. And you say, preacher, how do you know that? Look with me in verse 15. The Bible says, and that from a child that hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Tonight, I want you to know them Holy Scriptures are indestructible tonight. 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 23. If you're taking notes tonight, would be a good one for you to pin down in your memory tonight. 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 23. The Bible says that we are born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. That word tonight is indestructible. That's what gets into our life and makes us a child of God tonight. We're born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Tonight I didn't know about Jesus if it hadn't been for the Bible. I wouldn't have known about the blood if it hadn't been about the Bible. I wouldn't have known about His atonement if it hadn't been for the Bible. Tonight, can I say to you that the Holy Scriptures are indestructible tonight. Matthew chapter number 24 and verse number 35. If you're taking notes, I want you to write this one down as well. Not only in 1 Peter 1:23, but in Matthew 24 and verse 35, the Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away. There's going to come a day that heaven and earth is going to pass away, but my words shall not pass away. You say, preacher, what is that? The word of God is going to live forever. It's going to abide forever. It is indestructible tonight. Psalm 119:89, the Bible says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It's rooted down for us in our heart tonight. You know what tonight? I don't know about you, but it does me good when I memorize scripture tonight. You know what tonight, brother? I believe Brother Cullen sent it to Brandy and said, I showed this to Brother BJ, and he had no clue what I was going to be studying on tonight. As I come to this, it was talking about people that was in China and how they would take their Bibles and they would burn them, and they would tear them up, and they'd get rid of them, and then they would try to destroy what they had. And the only way they had the word was to memorize that scripture in their life. You said, preacher, what is that? Tonight in our life, I want to say this. Scriptures are settled tonight. There's nothing to be added to this Bible, and there's nothing to be taken away. The Bible says in Revelation, if you take away from this word, or if you add to this word, your name will be blotted out of the book of life. And tonight I want you to know, scriptures are settled. Scriptures are solid tonight. When I read this book and I see that scripture and I see that promise in the word of God, where He says that from a child that has known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus, I want you to know that scripture's solid in my life. When the Bible says, for whosoever will, hey, that's good enough with me, and it should be good enough for you. When the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, that's solid tonight. You can bet on that tonight. You can stand on that tonight. Amen. Scriptures are settled, scriptures are solid, and scriptures are secure tonight. When you take this word and you apply it to your life, I want you to know tonight it'll change everything about you tonight. I see that this Holy Scriptures tonight are indestructible. You can't destroy them. They're going to live forever. And whatever I do with the Bible will determine what God does with me. Because this Bible is the written word tonight. It is the written word tonight that applies to our life. I see the Holy Scriptures are indestructible tonight. They cannot be destroyed. But look with me in verse number 16. You say, preacher, is all Scripture good? I don't like reading the Old Testament. I only like reading the New Testament. Can I say tonight, all Scripture? You know how much that is? That's from the beginning to the end. All Scripture tonight will do you good. Can I get an amen? Have you ever just thought, I don't know why I need that one. I don't know why that's in there, but I thank God it's in there. Amen. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. I see that the Holy Scriptures are indestructible. You cannot destroy them. And I see the Holy Scriptures are inspired tonight. Ain't you glad of that tonight, that they're inspired? When I stand up here and I read the Bible and I preach this word to you, it's not me preaching it, but it's God breathing this word out. It's the inspired word tonight. It'll change your life. You said, preacher, how do you know that? It's given by God. It's activated by God. Look what He says in verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. All Scripture that's in this Bible is inspired by God. It's not only given by God, but it's a doctrine. You say, what is that doctrine for? Look what He says here in verse 16. It's profitable for doctrine. If you're sick tonight, if you need help tonight, it'll doctor you tonight. I know there's some great physicians. There's some great doctors. There's some great men of God and women of God that is in the medical field. But listen to me tonight. Hey, it won't do nothing for you when your soul's hurting and your soul's hungry. Amen. You can go. I know people that go to the doctor all the time. They're sick. They got a lot going on, and that's okay. But there's sometimes, I want you to know, when you're spiritually sick and all the time, the only thing that'll do you good is the Word of God. And sometimes, let me give you this. This ain't even in here, but I want to give this. Sometimes you can be spiritually sick, and it'll make you physically sick. Let me get that out. And you think that you're really physically sick, And really deep down, you're just spiritually sick. Look what he says tonight. He said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. What is that doctrine? It is to help an individual. It'll energize you by the Holy Spirit. You can be down and out, doom and gloom, and read this scripture. It'll energize your life because it is a doctrine tonight. It'll fill you with what you need. Let me give you this. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine and for reproof. What is that reproof tonight? I want to share this with you. That is when an individual that is saved, born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, he reads that word of God, and that word of God scolds that individual. The Bible does scold. The Bible does scold tonight. I know that's not popular in a lot of churches. That God's grace, His mercy. But listen, He'll also scold you with that word. I want to give you this tonight. That doctrine is to help energize, but the reproof of them scriptures is it will scold an individual and make that individual desire to be that individual that is desired to be rooted in the Word of God. It's for doctrine, it's for reproof, and it is for correction. Look what he says. He said it's for doctrine, it's for reproof, and it's for correction. Tonight, do you know what a child of God needs corrected also? What does correction do? It'll fix an individual. It'll fix an individual. You know, and I know, when somebody's out of the will of God that is saved, lined up, and they're out of the will of God, the only thing that's going to get them back into what? Well, you can talk to them till you're blue in the face. You can talk to them till you're blue in the face. But as soon as they get back into that word, they start reading that word is what will change them. You can't change them. I can't change them. Only the word of God will change an individual. And tonight he says this, all scripture is given. And what does it do? It reproves and it corrects tonight. And that correction is this, it fixes an individual. If something's not right, if something is broken in your life and it needs to be fixed, this word of God will line it back up and it'll fix it in the way that it needs to be fixed. Not only is it for doctrine, not only is it for reproof, not only is it correction, but it's for instruction tonight as well. That's why people don't read the Bible. That's why they don't read the Word, because the Word is what changes them. Word is what makes them line up with the Word of God. Look what he says here. For instruction in righteousness. For instruction in righteousness. If you want to be righteous tonight, I know righteousness comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. I know all that. But listen, if you want your walk to where people can look at it and say, hey, there's a man of God, there's a woman of God, you'll line up with this book. I promise you, your walk will be there. Look what he says tonight. That instruction, what is that tonight? What it's inspired. It instructs us. What does it do? It is to guide and to guard you on the right path. It's to guide and guard you on the right path. We was in Sunday school Sunday morning. We was talking about how we tithe and how we do and how God wants 10%. He wants 10% of your time. You got 24 hours a day. He wants 10% of your time every single day devoted to that Word of God. He wants you reading that Word of God. He wants you studying that Word of God. He said, preacher, I give him 10 minutes every morning when I get up. You've cut yourself short. You're not cutting God short. You're cutting yourself short. That's why you need reproof. That's why you need correction. That's why you need instruction in your life. Friends, listen to me tonight. You're going to have to read that Bible. Whoa, boy, it just gets all over me tonight thinking about what that book will do in your life. When I read it and I open it up and I understand that I'm not where I need to be, and all of a sudden I just open it up and there it is. It sticks in my face. And he says, you want to do what's right? Here's the right way. Amen. Man, it's there. It's clear as day tonight. I want to give you this tonight, that instruction. You say, preacher, how much should I read the Bible? That's up to you tonight, okay? Ever how much you want to read the Bible, that's up to you. But ever how close you want to get to God, the more you read that Bible, the closer you'll be. He said, wait a second, I thought saved to saved. Saved to saved, amen? Saved to saved. But a relationship's totally different. To be born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, if I'm saved, Sister Riley saved, both of us is born again, and we're both child of God, amen? But now my walk can, let me back up. Your walk can be closer than my walk. How can it be closer? You getting in that word, you studying that word, you reading that word, you applying that word to your life. Now here I am. I get up every morning. I give about 5 minutes, rush through it, don't get a whole lot out of it, going to work, going to do my own business, do my thing. And there you stay about 2 hours and 4 minutes, 40 minutes in that word. You've studied it, you've read it, you've applied it. You got up a little earlier, you studied that word, you stuck with that word, you let that word apply to you. Guess who's going to be ahead of it? You're going to be ahead. You're going to be ahead. You say, preacher, I ain't growing the way I want to be. It's because that word is what's going to grow you. He's given you that book. He's given you that manual. He's given you that guide. He's given you what you need, and that's what's going to grow you. Tonight, I don't know where you're at tonight in your walk, but to be rooted, to be faithful in what God's called you to do, you've got to get to them indestructible scriptures. They will not destroy. They're indestructible. They can't be destroyed. You've got to get in there. You've got to study, and you've got to read it. Being a Christian ain't easy. That's one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life, is being dedicated to reading. I hate reading. Y'all may not, but I just can't hardly, man, it just gets, but I've had to learn to read. I've had to learn to read. I've had to learn to study. The Bible says study to show thyself approved unto Brother Kevin McDaniel. Oh, no. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You study that Bible and somebody tells you something and you know it ain't right, you ain't got to go ask me. You ain't got to go ask nobody else. You know it ain't right because you've read the book. You've read the manual. You know it's not right. It don't line up with it. It's not what it's supposed to be. And the more you read that book, the more you'll understand that tonight. And then words are indestructible. That what was wrote down, they're solid, they're secure, and you can stand on them. But then they're inspired. What that Bible says, you don't have to back up, and you ain't got to apologize for it. You ain't got to apologize. There won't be a recall on it. It won't be like General Motors. You won't get a recall. Like Toyota, you won't get a recall. If something's wrong with it, you'll never get a recall on your Bible. Why? Because it's indestructible and it's inspired. Let me show you something else in the Bible about the Word of God. I don't know about you, but that does me good. Me and Brother Eric was talking this one day. We was at Broken Life. So he's had it happen to him. Somebody comes and says, I ain't got a Bible. Can I have your Bible? I said, you can't have this Bible. You can't have this Bible. You need a Bible in your life that's your Bible. I'm not talking about, I got 100 Bibles at home probably. Kaylee knows. I go to the thrift store, they're a dollar, I buy them. If they're free, I'll give them a dollar for one of them. I just like collecting Bibles. You never know what's written in them. But I got my Bible. You said, if a man needed it, you wouldn't give it to him. No, sir. That's my Bible. That Bible means something to me. That Bible don't lay on the dash of my truck. That Bible don't lay in the back seat. That Bible don't. That, I know where that Bible is 24 hours a day, 7 days. I know where that Bible is. I know where that Bible is. We go on vacation, that Bible's with me. We're going to a hotel room, that Bible's with me. I'm not using a Gideon Bible. I'm using my Bible. Why? Because that thing talks to me. I got a relationship with the Word of God. There is in my lap. Boy, He's given me. He's laid it there with me. I've read that book. I've studied that book. I understand that book. Well, preacher, there's a million of them just like it. But it ain't like that Bible. You said, you really mean? Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Ryder don't play with that Bible. He's 2 years old. He don't play with that Bible. He's not ripping pages out of that Bible. That Bible's going to be put up. Why? Because it means something to me. You get you a Bible like that, it'll change your life. I gave $12 for that Bible. $12 for that Bible. Bonded leather. Wore out quicker than you could ever see. Had to send it off and get a new cover put on it. Cost me about $140. Didn't cost me $140. I was told that $140 when I walked out of the church. Brother Donald Cole said, I'm going to pay for that covers on that Bible. If you wore it out, I'm going to pay for a new to go on. He gave me $140 to cover the Bible cover on it. That cover is on there now. It's about wore out. Why, preacher? That's my Bible. That Bible shows me how much I read that Bible. Sun ain't faded. Oil in my hands has faded. Tears out of my eyes has faded. The pages that stuck together from spitting on them, Sister Patsy. While I'm preaching, I know where I've preached a bunch because it barely will come open. I'll be careful with them. They're indestructible. They're inspired. Let me show you something else about this Bible that I'm talking about tonight. Do you got a Bible like that? I just wonder. Okay. Not only the Holy Scriptures are indestructible, not only are they inspired, but the Holy Scriptures are inerrant. He says, what does inerrant mean, preacher? In verse number 17, that means they're flawless. And they're unbeatable. You can't beat them. They're flawless. There's no error in that book. In this book, from front to back, there's not an error in it. There's not a misprint. There's not a where it should have been. No, it's correct. You got to believe that tonight. You can't look in there and say, well, I don't really believe that. If you don't believe a part of it, you don't believe all of it. You got to believe all of it. You can't believe what you want to believe and not believe. That's what changes your life when you believe it all. Am I talking to anybody tonight when you believe it all? When the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And you got a need, but you know what the Bible says. He says, my shepherd, I shall not want. When you don't feel good, brother, leading you down in the dumps and you don't know what to do, you know what the book said. He said he's going to get you through. You believe that book. You stand on that word. Look with me in verse number 17. He said that the man of God may be, it's inerrant. There's nothing. This book won't hurt you. This book will not hurt you. It'll help you. That the man of God may be perfect. You say, without blemish? Oh, no, you'll have a blemish. But when you read that book and you line up with that book and you follow that book and you do what that book says, the way you're going is going to be a perfect way because you're going to be following Jesus. That the man of God may be perfect. Thirdly, that means perfected. you'll be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. How is the Holy Scriptures inerrant? How are they flawless? How are they unbeatable tonight? I want to take you through the book just a minute. Turn with me, if you will, to Jeremiah chapter number 20 and verse number 9 tonight. Jeremiah chapter number 20 and verse number 9 tonight. I want to show you what these Scriptures are like tonight. Jeremiah chapter number 20 and verse number 9. I want to show you what these Scriptures are like, how they're inerrant, how they're flawless, and they're unbeatable tonight. The Holy Scriptures are this tonight. They're indestructible, they're inspired, and they're inerrant tonight. There's no flaws in them. Jeremiah chapter number 20 and verse number 9, look what he says. Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 20 and verse number 9, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name." Has anybody ever said that? A true person will say, "Yes, I have. I've been to a place where I said, man, I don't even know if what I'm doing is worth it anymore." If you're a leader in this church of any capacity, you've said that before. You put your eyes on people and you got burnt out, you got tired. You say, "I don't even know it's worth it. I don't even know if it's any worth it." But here's what Jeremiah said. Here's how you know it's worth it, Sister Kim. Here's how you know it's worth it, Brother Kevin. Here's how you know it's worth it, Brother David. Sister Lewis, here's how you know it's worth it. He said, "But his word, that indestructible, inerrant, inspired word," he said, "but that word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing." That means I was weary for not spreading it, and I could not stay in the position I wanted to stay in. You know why you can't do what you used to do? Because that word's living inside of you. That word's deep down in you. When that word gets in there, it's in there, son. It just gets in there. Turn with me, if you will. Stay right there in Jeremiah 23 and verse number 29. 23:29 tonight. Not only did I see that the Scriptures burn on the inside, but Jeremiah 23 and verse number 29 tonight, I want to show you this. What the Word is like. Jeremiah 23 and verse number 29. He said His Word is like a fire. Here's what the Lord said in Jeremiah 23 and verse 29. "Is not my Word like a fire?" He said, "Is it not like a fire? Is it not burned down in your bones, Brother Jerry Gabby? Does it not just get down in there sometimes?" I know y'all think I'm crazy up here, but when I get reading this, talking about it, I remember the things it's done in my life. "Is not my word like a fire?" said the Lord. I love this. "And is it not like a hammer that, oh glory, that breaketh the rock into pieces?" He said, "Is not my word like fire, and is it not like a hammer?" I want to ask y'all a question. When's been time in your life that word's just been? You read a scripture and you can't get off of it. You've been on it for months. Things be beating on you. And until you do something with it, it'll just keep doing that. And you got to do something with it. Because that word don't quit. That word don't quit. We don't testify about ourselves. Testify about the goodness of God, His Word. He said His Word's like a fire, and is it not like a hammer? Let me show you something else that's inerrant. There's no flawless. When you look at this, it'll show you if you got fire on the inside or not. It'll show you if there's a hammer on the inside or not. And He said His Word's like a mirror. When I look into this Word, it shows me who I really am. Look with me, if you will, to James chapter number 1. James chapter number 1. It's a mirror. That's why people don't read it. It's a hammer. That's why they stay away from. Even children of God stay away from the Word. You know, on your phone, you got, help me out, Kaylee. You one of them phone people. Help me out here. You can look on there and see how long I've been on it. What's that called? Screen time. Y'all know what screen time is? Y'all know what screen time is? I wonder if I looked at my own life, what would my screen time be on my Bible usage, on reading my Bible? Huh? 10 hours a day screen time on your phone. I wonder what my Bible. I'm talking about myself. I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about myself. I wonder what my screen time would be if it could be showed up. If these words of what I'm telling you tonight, they're indestructible and they're inspired and they're inerrant, why ain't I spending more time in them? I'm talking about myself. Look what he says tonight in James 1, chapter number 23. "If any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer." If you just hear it and you don't read it and you don't stick with it and stay with it. "If a man be a hearer of the word," you just hear the word and you don't do it, "he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." When I read this book, he shows me I'm wrong. If I don't do something about it, I just go do my own thing. What mirror show you something? But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty or freedom and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be, say it with me, blessed in his deed. I see tonight that the Word of God is indestructible, it's inspired, and it's inerrant. To be faithfully rooted, we must allow the indestructible, inspired, inerrant Word of God to get down into our bones. Jeremiah said it was in my bones. He said it was like a hammer, like fire. And he said this right here. He said it's like a mirror. It shows me what I really want to see and what I really don't want to see. Probably in 2009, 2010, I was standing in a certain spot of my home, Brother Kevin. And Brandy and Kaylee snapped a picture of me and Kaylee when we was probably 09, okay, 010. Been 14 years ago. And they snapped that picture. They had it on their phone last night, Sister Riley. And she had that picture there. And then they snapped one Monday night or Tuesday night. And they said, oh my goodness, the change. I was like, Your hair was black. And this was black. And they was like, let's put them together. Let's go and make them come together so we can see, and I'll send it to you. And they took that picture and they put that thing together there beside by side and said, look, Daddy, at the difference. Look at the change. I said, was there a change, preacher? Oh, yeah, there's a change. There's a big change. Can I say the mirror don't lie? I know I'm getting older. I know I'm getting grayer. I know my time's getting toward the end. I got more on that side than I do on this side. Fix to be 45, being 90, probably is not in the, unless the Lord intervenes somehow. But as I looked at that man that 2010, 2009, only been saved 2 or 3 years, and I'm not bragging on myself, don't you think that one bit. But I looked at that man, and I could see in his eyes, 2009, 2010, I could see the fear and the worry that was in his eyes. Hadn't been saved long and didn't know if what I was reading would really do what it said it would do in the book. But then as I looked at that man that's 44 now instead of 32, 33, I looked at that man that's 44, fixed to be 45, I could see in his eyes that he knows that God's word's true. As I looked in that picture, I could see, God, your word's true. It's indestructible. It's held me together. Lord, your word's inspired. It's changed my life completely. It's changed my life. It's like a mirror. Word's like a mirror. It's like fire. Get down in your bones. I wonder who tonight can say this in their life. I'm where I'm at tonight because how rooted I am in the Word of God. Folks, I'm telling you, that Word will change you. I give y'all names, and I give you names because a man that's living in the past won't bring up his past. He won't do it. A man that's out of that will bring it up and bring up people that was in his past. Had Brother Boyd with me, Brother Kyler, Brother Brian this week, and we went down to a place, and I told Brother Boyd and him, I said, you remember that man I was telling you about that I told him I didn't have time to read the Word of God, and I didn't know how he got to read the Word as much as he reads it two and a half hours a day. I said, how you got time to read it 2.5 hours a day, man? Life's busy. He said, I get up earlier. Boy, that's real wisdom, ain't it? He said, that's simple, but it's hard. And I said, you remember that man I told you that gave me that advice to just get up earlier at the quiet of the day when everybody's in bed and nobody's disturbing you? My boy said, yeah. I said, that's that man in front of us riding right there. That's one of them men that you won't hear a lot about, but he gave me wisdom in my life. Tonight, if I can give you anything, if you want to be more rooted in what God's called you to do, get in that book. That book changes everything. When you get reading that book, you're going to read it, he's going to change your life. He's going to change you. He's going to change you. I think about vehicles. Everybody in this room has got vehicles. I guarantee you, not very many of us has took the manual out of the vehicle. And that thing's got gadgets on it that we could use to make our life a whole lot easier and a whole lot simpler. That's on that vehicle. You done bought it, you done purchased it, and it's on it. But you ain't using it. You're going to let it wear and tire and get miles on it. And then you're going to have something tear up, didn't know it was tore up, had to take Brother Kevin, didn't know it was on your truck, and you got to replace it. In our Christian life, you've got things that you can adapt into and you can get a hold of that God's given you that you don't even know you've got. And when things get tough and they get hard, you can go to that word, and that word will settle your life. It'll settle your life. I'm going to end in this. I went today and seen Brother Jimmy Black. And Brother Jimmy's down to the end. He's getting close to the end. And the day the Lord told me, he said, you take him the 23rd Psalm and go read it to him. When you get done, you pray and you leave. I said, okay. And he said, you tell him that I've been good to him all the days of his life. I got over there and read where Yathor walked through the valley of the shadow of death. Read that. Read all the way through. But when I got down there, it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I told him, I said, when the sun's shining, he's good. When it's raining, he's good. When you, no matter where you're at in your life, he's good. And when you get down to the end, he's still good. Because that's just who God is. And the only way you can learn that is by reading that word to understand how good God is. Father, I do love you and I do thank you for this night. I thank you for your word. I thank you for a church that's built on the word of God. That's built on that word tonight. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Lord, I thank you for that tonight. I thank you for that we stand on Jesus Christ, his blood, his righteousness in this place. And Lord, I thank you tonight that you've given us a book to go by. You've given us the Bible. And Lord, I pray tonight, Father, that we all be found. Lord, we look at people that's faithful in the Scripture, and they're just faithful because they stayed with you. They stayed with the way you wanted it done. And Lord, I pray tonight that that's what we do at this local body church. Lord, I pray tonight as we look at ourselves in the mirror, Lord God, we see the word written all over us tonight. Lord, just as we went around this place and on the studs of this wall, we've written the word just under this pulpit where we put a Bible and we put the sand from outside of the building. Lord, we placed it under this pulpit to stand on that word. Lord God, it's buried here under this pulpit. Lord God, will we stand on that word because that word will never falter and it'll never fail and it stands true the test of time. Lord, I pray that it's buried deep in my heart. And it's buried deep in the heart of your people here. Lord, please bless them tonight. Watch over them throughout this week. Give them a good week, Father. Give them a good weekend. Lord God, strengthen every one of us. Let us be that light that you've called us to be. Lord, I thank you tonight for this local body church. Lord, I thank you tonight that they have a desire for your word. Lord, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen.